Hello and welcome to the world, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is the prior of the community in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, "The Old Testament is Coming True."
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord says this, "In a short time, a very short time, shall Lebanon become fertile land, and fertile land turn into forest. The deaf that day will hear the words of a book. After shadow and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. But the lowly will rejoice in the Lord even more, and the poorest exult in the Holy One of Israel. Tyrants shall be no more, and scoffers vanish, and all be destroyed or disposed to do evil. Those who gossip to incriminate others, those that try at the great to trip the arbitrator, and get the upright man's case dismissed for groundless reasons. Therefore the Lord speaks to God of the house of Jacob, Abraham's Redeemer. No longer shall Jacob be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale. He shall see what my hands have done in his midst. He shall hold my name holy. He will hallow the Holy One of Jacob, stand in awe of the God of Israel. Erring spirits will learn wisdom, the murmurers accept instruction." The word of the Lord. I'm reading from the Old Testament reading of today, the memorial of St. Ambrose, the great Archbishop of Milan, the great Bishop of Milan. I'm reading because I think it's worth talking about the Old Testament. Ambrose himself was absolutely steeped in the Old Testament. But I think it's misunderstood for one very simple, basic reason. We speak of the Old Testament, which is not a problem. Ambrose himself refers to the old mystery. The problem is we also speak of the New Testament. And that misleads us, because new often sounds like something that replaces the old. I'm not sure that Ambrose would have understood the phrase New Testament in that way. I don't think any of the fathers of the church, or the mothers for that matter, thought of the Old Testament as something replaced. Because the Old Testament is a promise, a covenant with God, but the covenant of God is made for the sake of the promise. Keep the covenant is simply to believe and hope and live in that promise. A promise which is made in very many ways in the Old Testament. It's old rather in the sense of being from a very long time ago, deep into the, not just human history, but back into the will of God, the purpose of God in creating the universe and indeed everything in the first place. It's old, not in the sense it's replaced, but rather in the sense that it now comes true. The New Testament, as we call it, is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. The Old Testament comes true in Christ, and comes true throughout all time since then. Not in a passive way. When the fathers, especially Ambrose, read the Old Testament, when they saw promises, as we hear, that the lowly will rejoice in the Lord, the poorest exult in the Holy One of Israel, didn't see that simply as something they were waiting to see happen. Rather, they saw it as something that they could make happen. We make the Old Testament come true. We fulfill the promises. That's the way Christians have read the Old Testament for hundreds of years, many centuries. When Isaiah said that the wilderness would turn fertile, would bloom, they didn't say, well, let's wait and see that happen. They went out into the wilderness instead. They planted things and made it grow. They increased the fertility of the land. The promise of God is fulfilled in us, in our lives. We make it happen. But we make it happen because the Holy Spirit, through us, makes it happen. And that fulfillment of the Old Testament, the Old Promise, the Old Covenant, the Old Agreement, the Old Proclamation, in many ways we might translate these words, is a fulfillment which we make happen because it is happening in us. God doesn't transform the land without our cooperation, without our work, without our going out into the land. He doesn't make the environment purer and cleaner while we wait. Rather, he asks us to help to purify the land with him, to reach out. And every day, where there is faith and hope and love and courage and wisdom, that Old Testament is being fulfilled. It is coming true. A great deal against that fulfillment, our sins, our weaknesses, our fears. But where people live in faith and hope, the Old Testament will come true, does come true, has come true. It is the truth of God growing in our midst. Thank you.